The Gemara, Masech, the Kedushin, the Aflamet on the Beis continues. Tana Rabbana Kashi Yetzahara, Shafilu Yaitza Kareila. The Yetzahara is terrible that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzahara, calls the Yetzahara bad. And as the Mashal explains, typically, when somebody creates something, he doesn't want to name what he created as bad. Here, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara, is prepared to call the Yetzahara Ra. Another pshat that he suggests is, as we've been learning in our shiurim, the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the Yetzahara is to challenge us to do better. Even though that was the purpose of the creation of Yetzirah, says the Mashal, it still doesn't take away that the Yetzirah is called Ra. And the reason, I think, is the way the Ben Yoyada explains. The Ben Yoyada explains that the Yetzirah, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah to indeed make us do something bad, and we should be able to prevail over him. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Yitzchak, Yitzchak shel Adam is chadish shel b'kol yoyim. The Yetzirah prevails over the person every day. Shenema rak rak kol hayoyim. And v'amar of Shimon Levi, Yitzchak shel Adam is chadish b'kol yoyim uvakish shel amitzoy. Not only does the Yetzirah begin every day, but he wants to kill us. Beruchnius, Shenema Tsoifa Rosha, the Yetzirah, which is the Rosha, looks out at the Tzaddik, Umavakish Lamisoi, and wants to destroy the Tzaddik. V'malak Rishbaruch Oizrai, if not that we had the Siyat, the Shmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Yachaloi, Shenema Lakim, Layuzvena Biyodai. Only because we have Siyat, the Shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are we able to prevail over. Are we able to prevail over the Yetzirah? And as the Mechtav Eliyahu explains, going back to Medrash that we quoted in our previous year, the Medrash in the previous year says that Toiv Ma'od Zeh Yetzirah. Says the Mechtav Eliyahu, yes, if we look at something with a limited perspective, the Yetzirah is bad. He's trying to completely destroy us. But we're not supposed to look at the limited perspective. We're supposed to look at it from a larger perspective. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a Yetzirah? Because what a wonderful Kiddush Hashem, says the Mechtav Eliyahu, comes out after a person is able to follow the Yetzirah. And therefore, indeed, the Yetzirah is Ra, it's terrible, but it's Toiv Ma'od. Because when somebody prevails over the Yetzirah, when somebody is able, Baruch Hashem, to prevail over the Yetzirah, Toiv Ma'od, there's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that's created. There's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that's created in the world. The Sefer Rav Yabi in Parsha Shmois explains that even if a person has, Baruch Hashem, been successful in prevailing over the Yetzirah a number of times, a person should not rest on his laurels. And a person should know, as our Gemara says, Yitzrei shel Adam mischadish shel b'kol yoyim. Every day the Yetzirah starts up with us, and therefore we every day, just because yesterday we were successful, doesn't mean that necessarily we're going to be successful tomorrow. And the only way we could be sure that we'll be successful is every day fighting against the Yetzirah. The Arvi Nachal has a different attitude on Mischadish Shalov. If a person would believe or know that he has to enter into a battle with the Yetzer Hara for a prolonged time, for his entire life. We should all be zoich to Arichas Yomim. A person may just give up. He's going to say, I'm not prepared to begin a battle that will take so many years. However, he says, if, as our Gemara says, Yitzrei shel Adam mizgaba olav b'kol yoyim, so that means mizchadish lo b'kol yoyim, every day there's a new Yetzer Hara. So if every day there's a new Yetzer Hara, it's a one-day battle. A one-day battle is not so difficult to fight. Continues the Gemara. Tana de Beir Vishmol. Bini. In Pag B'cha Menuvel Zeh, if the Yetzer Hara, this Menuvel, encounters you, Maschei L'Beis HaMedrash, schlep him into the yeshiva. Im Kasha, im Evenhu, if he's a stone, Nimuch, he will dissolve. Im Barzelhu, if he's metal, Mespoitzitz, he will break. Torah has the power, the Beis Medrash has the power to prevail over the base, over the Yetzer Hara. Mefarshim explain, why does the Gemara over here call the Yetzer Hara a manuvel? So the Mashal explains that as soon as a person is born, he's still not clean from when he was born. Immediately, the Yetzer Hara attempts to get him. When he's still manuvel, the Yetzer Hara tries to get him. So Mefarshim explain, what is the Pshat Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash? That you should schlep the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara should have said, Brach LeBeis HaMedrash, you should run away from the Yetzer Hara. What Pshat Mashcheyu to the Yetzer Hara? So I saw a beautiful Pshat from Ben Yoyada. Other Mefarshim suggest a very similar Pshat. They say that there are Oyved Hashem, a person who properly serves Hashem, uses all of the kaiches and all of the midos that he has in avodas Hashem. So there are certain midos that are really not such great midos, but they can be used in a powerful way. For example, being stubborn is not such a great midah, but if you use your stubbornness to be strong and not walk away until you understand the Gemara. If being angry, you use that midah to be angry against those that go against the Dvar Hashem, so then it's a good thing. In Pagacha Menuvel Zeh, Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMikdash, Beis HaMedrash, take the Menuvel, take even those bad midahs and use them, the Beis HaMedrash, use them to do Avodas Hashem. The Mefarshim, the Yaros Tavash, goes on to say that the Gemara says here, Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. What does the Gemara say, Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash? He says, because the Yetzer Hara is a very formidable opponent. And the only way a person can be sure that he could prevail over the Yetzer Hara, it's not just enough that he learns, but he needs to learn the Beis Medrash. He needs to learn together with other people, that he'll be able to succeed in fight against the Yetzer Hara. There's a very nice mashal from the Dubna Magid regarding this Gemara, Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. He says, there was once an individual a dishonest individual who was at the market, and he was trying to sell people who were attending the market jewelry, diamonds, expensive jewels. So it was night, and one person encounters this dishonest merchant, and he buys some jewelry, some diamonds, some jewels. After he purchases them, the next day he brings them to his colleague, who's a big expert, and he asks him to look at them and see the value of these diamonds that he bought. So he says, now is not the time, it's night, it's dark, it's not the time for me to look at them. Let's wait until tomorrow when the sun comes out and I can get a good look at them. So too does the Yetzer Hara try to do. The Yetzer Hara tries to convince us that what we're doing is the smart thing, what we're doing is the right thing. The Baal Shem used to say, Shoichet Mishamay Mechayif, Mishum Tzoveya. He says, what is the avoider? What is supposed to be our job in fighting against the Yetzer Hara? To know that the Yetzer Hara is Tzoveya. He's a faker. He colors everything. He makes everything look good when it's really very not good. So what does the Gemara say? You know, we live in a world where it's so easy to get confused. We live in a world where the Yetzer Hara can tell you that this is a mitzvah when it's really a terrible aveira. So says the Gemara, the only way to be certain that what you're doing is right, and it's not just that the Yetzer Hara is able to fool you, is Mashcheu LeBeis HaMedrash. Pull the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash, you'll get the Das Torah. In the Beis HaMedrash, where there are people who are Talmidei Chachamim, they will be able to indeed tell you if what you're doing is right or wrong. I saw a very nice pshat. The pasuk says regarding the halachas of kashring. The pasuk says, "Kol davar shiyoveh be'esh, taveira be'esh v'tahir." Something that's used exclusively with fire, with no liquid. The way to kasher it was with libun, bringing it in contact with fire. V'kosh l'yoveh be'esh. Something that doesn't come into contact with fire, you cook in it, you boil in it, taviru b'mayim. So Mefarshim explained that the esh that's referred to in this pasuk is the esh of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is called a fire. And the Torah is also considered, the Torah is the mayim to extinguish the fire, says the pasuk. The kol ashlo yava ba'esh taviru b'mayim. If you have something that has become non-kosher, you need to kasher it. What's the way to kasher it? Taviru b'mayim. Bring it into the mayim shel Torah. Somebody who puts his life into the mayim shel Torah, mashcheu beis hamedrash. Immerse yourself into the mayim of the beis hamedrash and the mayim of the Torah, and you will be able to prevail against your Yetzer Hara.